On the line, we have the Member of Parliament, Robbie Catter. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for joining us on Black Star Radio.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on your show, Greg.
Yeah, look, Robbie, the reason we phoned you in the first place is the situation as it exists on Mornington Island. Yes. They've been round about a month without a decent airline situation. Yes. Happening for them. What's your thoughts on where it is at the moment?
Well, my patient threshold's been crossed, Greg, and I'm pointing out what I'm really angry about this situation. What happens is the government they tender out these routes, like the Cairns to Mount Isa route, and they subsidise those routes, and someone tenders for it, and under that contract, you're obligated to provide a service there. And what happened is the council airstrip that's controlled by the council in Mornington Island, they get the say-so of when people can land or not. And there was some damage done to it on the 16th of December, and that's when Rex were notified that they couldn't land their Starb aircraft, the big 30-seater aircraft. Don't quote me on the exact number of seats in those aircraft, but they're about 30 seats. And they don't have any other type of aircraft. So at that point, it was both their responsibility and the government's responsibility with the Department of Transport to work out alternatives so that people in Mornington Island can get off. And one of Queensland's most isolated towns, right around Christmas time. Now, everyone's patting themselves on the back because they've got a service up and going now. And that's a month after they've gone somewhere else. Now, other airlines in other places or remote areas, if they can't do the service, then within days they'll find an alternate provider that can run shuttles or does an alternative for the people so that the service is under the terms of the contract is upheld. But and that hasn't been done here. And we had SkyTrans sitting there with smaller planes that could have landed on that strip literally days after they knew about the strip being down. So if anyone really wanted to help the people of Mornington Island, they could have contacted an airline like SkyTrans, and they could have done a shuttle service from Mornington Island to Normanton, where Rex could have picked them up on their normal route. Problem solved. But what we've had is 4 weeks, no one talking to the council. Bradley Wilson up there, the mayor, doing a good job in Mornington Island. No one talks to him until a couple of days ago. They're kept in the dark. And it just makes me very angry. And Rex Airlines have a responsibility here, and so does the state government. And both of them have failed the people of Mornington Island.
Look, as a member of parliament, I imagine with Billy Gordon's support, you would have great sway over this current sitting government about things, stuff that comes along legislation wise. Is there something that you can do as a member that can get this shaken up a bit?
Yeah, Billy's been very helpful. He's had some background at the airlines industry, and he's very helpful with these issues, and I talk regularly to Billy. So we are determined to make sure, firstly, things like this never happen again, but also to find out what the problem was here, and that someone pays the price for it, because that is completely unacceptable. I met a poor old dear, elderly lady from Mornington Island, lovely lady on Cairns Airport the other day. She'd been waiting 2 weeks to get home. And let's not to mention people's health problems and things that, may not have been treated as an emergency, but still have to get treatment in Mount Isa at the hospital, all sorts of things like that. And there's only been charter planes, and the fine doctors have been going in and out. So it's been completely disabled, that whole community, for 4 weeks now. And because people have been messing around with an issue that should have taken days to resolve, and there was a solution there from the start, was using SkyTrans as a shuttle service to Normanton, and it just makes me very angry that was not used, that option wasn't used, which would have been to the benefit of the people of Mornington Island. And if that happened anywhere else down south or any other popular area of Australia where a community was dislocated like that, there would have been up in arms, and the government would have been rushing in to help them. But because we're hidden up here in the Gulf, no one seems to want to worry about it. And I've already traded a few phone calls with the minister, and he can rest assured that this issue is not going to go away. because it's left myself and a lot of people in that community very, very angry.
Yeah, well, we know as a radio station we're trying to get on the island to do, you know, upgrades and stuff of that nature. And, you know, it's a long, long wait. And what happens if there happens to be a cyclone happen in the interim period? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. How are the people in Mornington best served with essential communications and things of that nature? Yeah. And I don't think too many people have thought of those sorts of things, you know?
Well, that's a really good example. Your radio station trying to get on there and do some work. I'm sure there's been Q-billed, all sorts of services trying to get on the island, but trying to get a charter up there, that cost is blows out at the fortune to get a charter up there all the time for work. So all that sort of work has just been held up. And, you know, Mayor Bradley Wilson up there, he's got a really good job trying to work in with Rex and the government, but they haven't been talking to him, and he contacted me, and he's giving me a sense of his frustration, and he was acting in the best interest, but he's just been done a disservice by both the state government and Rex Airlines, and that needs to be fixed.